Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hillside Podcast. My name is Atif Madad, and I'll be your host for today's very exciting episode. Today, we are joined by two of our analysts who recently went on the Dean's trip to California, where they had the opportunity to visit some incredible companies. We're going to talk about their experience, what they learned, and how they plan on bringing those insights back to our fund. Thank you guys for being here. Let's start off with some quick introductions. Can you both please introduce yourselves?
Hi, everyone. My name is Samuel Alm. I'm a junior honors business management and entrepreneurship major here at UConn, and I'm a first semester analyst for Hillside Ventures Genesis.
Hi, everyone. My name is Courtney St. Prooks. I'm an analytics and information management major here at UConn. I'm currently finishing my third year, and I'm a second semester analyst for the Hillside Ventures STEM Fund.
Awesome. Glad to have you both here. So let's start off from the very beginning. What exactly was the Dean's trip, and how did you get selected for it?
Okay, so the Dean's trip was essentially a way for students at UConn who are studying in the School of Business to tap into the California alumni network that UConn has, which is much more rich than one would assume. There was many alumni there that students got to meet and who worked for very established, well-recognized companies that we also got to tour.
All right. Yeah, for the selection process, it was honestly really interesting. So, I mean, I got an email one morning and I was really excited to see it, especially because I feel like I don't see a lot of opportunities on campus, specifically for entrepreneurship and technology. I think them both sectors have a lot of interest, but not a lot of overlap. So, there was the application and the essay, and honestly, the essay was my favorite part personally because it allowed me to really get my personality and just like my interests on paper and just overall that perspective. But there was clearly the four guys and four girls that were selected, but knowing that there was over 300 different applicants was really eye-opening, especially because it was very competitive.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for sharing that. Was this your first time visiting California? What were your first impressions when you visited the Silicon Valley? And then can you guys talk about the companies you guys visited and which specific company stood out to you the most?
So for me, this was my first time in California. And thank you so much. That was a great question because, you know, the second that I got to California, I was thinking about how it was quite not what I expected. There was things that, like, I didn't really think that I was going to see, such as, like, Waymos, like, a lot of self-driving cars and billboards about AI. Almost every single billboard was an AI billboard, or even mm-hmm. on, like, the transportation, they had, like, advertisements for AI companies, lots of, like, you know, startups and things like that.
And I thought it was really funny because everyone in the group, like, the students were so scared to drive or, like, drive with one of the self-driving cars, but yeah.
Yeah, because it was, like, our first time, like, seeing a self-driving car, or at least for me, it was my first time seeing a self-driving car, and, you know, like, it was just really
so
interesting.
Innovative.
It was very different. It was, like, just a very adaptive, futuristic city, and I thought, like, maybe probably the most, like, futuristic and just, like, you know, quick to adapt technology, maybe in the U.S. So yeah. It's a very interesting place.
Yeah, and I wanted to add, I think, especially because we were in that San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, if you go to L.A., it's going to be so different compared to that. And I think California, just being how diverse and big it is, it really was just so breathtaking to kind of take in the San Francisco and that Silicon Valley area.
Exactly. And then going into the second question of, you know, what were some company visits that stood out? So for me, I'll just start off with Google. Everyone on the trip, I feel like, knows that this was my personal favorite because I really enjoyed the creative environment that they had in Google. It was the first company that I've ever walked into, and I genuinely felt like my inner child was being targeted.
Like, I love that. Good
because there was bikes everywhere. There were, like, bikes that you can drive, lots of greenery outside. There was, like, a dining hall that had, like, swing sets for, like, the seats and, you know, there was
the food was good.
Yeah, the food was good. And it was there instead of stairs, they had the slide, mm-hmm. and it was just very colorful. And I thought it was also a highly technical place, very mm-hmm. rigorous place. Everyone was still on their computers and everything,
so smart,
and so smart and so educated. And I was like, wow, this is such an intersection of two things that like mm-hmm. I really love: creativity, thinking outside of the box, and technology and solving innovative like problems.
Yeah, I think for me, I mean. You know, kind of piggybacking off of that, I wouldn't say Google was my favorite, but mm-hmm. I definitely did like that experience. One, the food was amazing. The cafeteria was great. Yeah. And also seeing Greg on a bicycle was something I wasn't expecting, but definitely love that. But I think for me, my personal favorite definitely had to be either EA or Apple. I think for me, with EA and Apple both, they kind of hit home, I would say. With EA, it's the Sims games and things that I would spend hours daily as a kid playing. And then for Apple, Apple was the computer I was using to play those games. So it's kind of both worlds. I think EA was definitely a little smaller and more intimate, I would say, rather when you compare like the Apple campus and like how big that is, and also how aesthetically pleasing and just kind of just it's like its own community within itself, which was great. But yeah, I think Apple takes the cake.
Yeah,
for me.
Apple Park was huge. Yeah. Everything was just so specifically curated there, mm-hmm. and it was very beautiful, and it was a huge campus.
Yeah.
Apple Park, yeah,
and everything had a meaning, which was so interesting.
Yeah,
like every single piece. It was all so minimal, but even the types of plants, even the elevators that they had, everything was just so curated, which
yeah.
is amazing.
So at Apple Park, we got to visit the art exhibits that they have that mm-hmm. they change every single month. And mm-hmm. we got to see the Formula One mm-hmm. race car that was used in the movie.
Yeah,
now, I'm not an F1 fan. Are you, Sam?
I am. It was honestly so nice. I posted a picture of it yesterday because I was reminiscing the moments. It was amazing.
Yeah. And there was like signatures of almost yeah. like everyone who donated to
it.
Yeah, so that they could like be featured in yeah. the movie. So there was like Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Just lots of huge brands.
All the sponsors, yeah. Which is amazing.
Thank you so much, guys, for sharing that. And yeah, I must say I envy you guys. I mean, you know, the way you share your experiences, I wish I could have applied to. But anyway, in the future, hopefully. Yeah, let's get into the next question. Another very important aspect of any business trip is making connections. Did you get a chance to network with professionals there? And what was that like?
Okay, so I definitely feel like there was lots of networking opportunity because at every single company, we got to speak to at least two people who worked there. So we visited 8 companies, I believe.
Yeah.
So we got to speak to 16, you know, employees of each of those places, have those like roundtable talks, one-on-one conversations, got to ask questions, and then networking after. But I also felt like being in California, there were so many like successful, well-accomplished people that like, you know, on the airplane, for example, I spoke to a gentleman who sat in front of me and he was going to the GTC NVIDIA conference, which I just kept hearing like a lot of professionals were going there. And it was just so cool because it's this huge event and Jensen Huang goes every single year and it's just like multiple days and things like that. But I connected with that person on the plane on LinkedIn and also got to like ask some professional advice as well. Or like another time, like we were getting ice cream and the go-to-market strategist for YouTube was behind us in the line. And same situation, got to ask him lots of like professional advice, career advice, life advice. And he was very nice and very personable. And he was just getting ice cream, you know? So
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I think for me, one of the biggest kind of takeaways that I'll never forget was meeting the CFO of Apple. And I think, I mean, I know he was really busy, he was running in and out, but it was just kind of being in the presence. And especially for me, like being a South Asian American, seeing a South Asian American in such a position was really eye opening and really motivated me to kind of keep, you know, stay hungry.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. For students at UConn who want opportunities like these, what would you recommend them doing at this point?
Yeah, so I think for me, one of my biggest takeaways Just kind of going back to even when I was applying, when I was writing the paper, I was actually with two of my great friends, and we were just kind of like, I was having them read over it, and we were just kind of playing around with kind of what the context of the paper was. And when it comes to opportunities like this, it's really leaning on that community. I think regardless of the opportunities I've had at UConn, I think the biggest thing that I wanted to take away, of course, the lessons and the opportunities, but also being able to walk away with the memories and that kind of that backing. And it really matters a lot, especially in these spaces.
Yeah, and I definitely would say, like, my advice is take advantage of all the opportunities because, you know, I think majority of people probably found out about this through an email that they got. And, you know, with a lot of these opportunities, they're going to do their best to advertise it and to get it out to those people. So as long as you're keeping yourself within, you know, like, approachability in order to be offered these opportunities or to hear about them or setting yourself up in positions to learn about them, then you'll find out about them and then you'll be prepared to apply and things like that. So take advantage of all the opportunities because you never know where they'll lead.
And on that note as well is to just stay hungry. I think even, you know, being in Hillside, I think I've seen a lot of people just, you know, I feel like everyone in Hillside is so qualified and so busy, and it's such a enriching environment that, you know, I don't know how it is outside of Hillside. You know, it's just been a part of my community, and I think that has been allowing me to kind of stay in that mindset. But also, like, even if you don't get one opportunity, there's always another one. You know, rejection is redirection, and reaffirming that is really important.
And even if you don't get an opportunity, it's okay to try again. I think a lot of times, like, some people walk away from a lot of opportunities because they've been told no, but they don't try to fight again for it or push harder or come back and ask, what could I have done differently? So I think having that growth mindset and being willing to put your pride aside and say, how can I grow and try again? That's like characteristic that really pays off in college.
That persistence, not even just in college, I think in life is so crucial. I mean, for me, just to kind of bring it back to Hillside, I mean, I applied to Hillside 3 times.
Yeah.
The first time I got an interview, I bombed it.
Yeah.
The second time, I didn't even get an interview. And then the third time, you know, got me
You're
to where
in.
I am now.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I didn't let those, if I didn't, you know, persevere and get past that first no or those couple initial no's, I wouldn't be where I am. So I think that will be a forever testimony to that.
Yeah.
Bringing all this back to Hillside, how does this trip benefit Hillside Ventures, and how do you see yourselves implementing what you have learned from the trip into our fund?
Yeah, I think the most important part when bringing it back to Hillside is realizing that it's not all about Hillside. It was really nice for me to be able to talk to other students who are equally as involved with other organizations. For instance, like, we had the Hillside Real Estate Fund, we had Hillside Ventures STEM, you know, which is the sister fund. And then we had TEDx UConn. We had FA Coffee, which is a on campus coffee brand, which was made by one of the students on the trip. And once again, it was just really nice to be able to share ideas and be able to take those back to Hillside. And specifically in the mindset of just community, I think we all got so close on that trip, and it made me realize that it's easier to work hard when you have that community backing, and you know, we just love to see more of that.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with all of those points. Like, I feel like one of my favorite memories on the trip was the first night when we all, like, finally landed. You know, we're in a different time zone. We've made it out the airport, and we went to go get dinner, and we all were there, and we got to talk to one another. Like, the person that I sat next to, who's in the real estate fund, you know, he used to intern last summer where I'm going to be interning this summer. So it was really nice to have that conversation with him and to get a lot of insights and perspective, because this was before I accepted the offer letter. So I loved, like, having the conversation with him, seeing, like, what he gained from the opportunity, and then thinking, like, wow, because I won't lie, I stalked everyone's LinkedIn before going on the trip. I wanted to see who I was going on the trip with. And I was like, wow, everyone's so well accomplished. But I really enjoyed everyone's personality, because I feel like we all had our different interests, majors, niches, you know, organizations. And now, you know, I still talk to a lot of the people that I went on the trip with. Like, me and Sam are collaborating on a Ment 3101, you know, final project. Finals coming up.
Definitely.
So, you know, and I still, like, talk to, you know, Carlise or even Shakshi, who I'm in the STEM fund with. So just great, like, connections. And I'm so inspired by these people as well, like being around like equally, you know,
driven
ambition
people.
And ambitious and driven people is amazing.
And also just it made me realize like cross-reference work is so important and it helps grow ideas. I know in some of my classes that were specifically around creativity, talk a lot about having a diverse group. And, you know, this is definitely something that we can definitely bring back to Hillside Ventures.
And then also, like, I feel like something else that we can also bring back to the fund is when we were there, we got to speak to different venture capital funds. So, you know, they were investing in similar verticals and areas and things like that. So we got to, you know, ask questions and bring that knowledge back to the fund because, you know, once we came back from spring break, I'm sure, like, in Genesis, the brother sister fund, they were probably asking, like, you know, how was the trip? What did you learn? What insights did you gain? And so that was really, I think, valuable for us to share, like, what we found out.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you guys so much for sharing your experience. This was honestly very insightful. And for everyone listening, opportunities like these are out there. You just have to go for them. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.